continuing our look at what the situation in Killarney unfolded over the last number of days says about our process for welcoming and providing accommodation for people who are both asylum seekers and refugees fleeing the war from Ukraine, both here in Kerry and nationally. We've got Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly, who has been pretty critical of what the whole thing says about where we are. This incident has raised a number of issues. In general, the notice period is unfair. Refugees are regularly moved from their established community and forced to leave education, schools, work and friends behind with 24 to 48 hour notice. We need to look at the reason behind these families being moved from Killarney to Mayo and more. Deputy Pat Daly is with me on the line. Good morning to you, Deputy Daly. Not a pretty picture, really, and lots of questions in the process, our ability to organise, and the numbers, I suppose, that we have and the numbers of available beds that we have left in the country.
Yes, Gerry. You know, while I'm happy for the Ukrainian families that were able to be alternatively accommodated in the Killarney area, they were lucky. It's not everybody that will have such a community-led campaign. You know, the bishop even wrote a letter on their behalf. But around the country, what I'm hearing is that there are, as you said, people moving five times in 2 months, and there are people in very, very poor accommodation around the country. Basic heating and water isn't there in a lot of places in the emergency accommodation. So I do appreciate that, you know, there have been 52,000, I think, Ukrainian refugees have come in since March. The department is under enormous pressure with what to do, and they are moving people around. And this situation arose because accommodation became available in another part of the country, and the decision was made to move. However, it does raise a number of issues. One is the notice periods, which people receive, that they sometimes less than 48 hours notice that they have to move from one end of the country to the other. I came across, for example, a case of an asylum seeker who was living in Kerry. He had a job in a hotel in the Killarney area. Because he was working late, he stayed over in accommodation provided by the hotel, and he was transferred out to Drogheda on sort of a suspension for a period of 2 months. So that he came to us saying that he was going to lose the job that he was trying to work in. People from the hotel were on as well. While I accept that they are under enormous pressure, some of the issues that are raised in that really need to be looked at. Another issue, Gerry, is in relation to some of the accommodation providers, and I am aware, as I've spoken to Minister O'Gorman twice over the last 2 or 3 days in relation to the Kerry issues, but there are accommodation providers now who are coming to the department and saying, here we have a list of places which are suitable and accommodation, but it's a conditional list, and no more than some of the private accommodators who used to give, say, homeless accommodation. They were now moving to Ukrainians. Some accommodation providers, despite all the money that they're making, there's good money in it, are saying, we'll take Ukrainians, but we won't take families from Ukraine, but we won't take families from anywhere else. We'll take some Ukrainians, but we won't take single men, let's say, from other parts of the world, from Afghanistan, from other types of Syria, Egypt, Algeria, those type of places, Venezuela. And I spoke to then last, I think it was Friday morning, we met with some in the Trinity International Resource Centre, we met with some of the people who are living in tents. You may remember last Thursday night was a very stormy night.
Yeah.
Most of them were very cold, having, you know, 2 and 3 hours sleep at the most. We saw videos, I don't know whether that was circulated anywhere else, about how windy it was there. But some of their basic needs are not simply being met, and that is, we have an international obligation.
Yeah, on that international obligation that we have, yesterday in the aftermath of all this, the department released a statement, and I don't know whether this came from the minister or it came from the department. My understanding was the department, but it's ascribed to the minister. Maybe it's the same thing. But they have said the transit centre at City West is nearing capacity, and the possibility of a pause on entry to new arrivals due to a nationwide shortage of accommodation cannot be discounted. Ireland is now accommodating 55,000 people between those fleeing Ukraine and also asylum seekers, compared to 7,500 last year. Were they effectively saying, very shortly, because of the people in tents, because of the crisis we're in, because of the panic we saw about Killarney yesterday, we're going to have to put up the sign, Ireland is closed? And can we say that, given our international obligations? I don't think we can.
Well, I'm not sure that we can say that Ireland is closed. But
that's what it sounds like they're getting ready to be about to say. I thought that was an extraordinary statement yesterday from them. Yeah,
certainly, it's coming to a stage where there will be rough sleepers. We had a meeting yesterday morning with the Refugee Council, and in relation to City West, there are families sleeping on chairs over there. And in general, in relation to the overall the more permanent accommodations, there's a lack of inspection in a lot of those facilities as well. You know, there are child protection issues. There was an outbreak of scabies in one place. Private security companies are in charge, in effect. And if in the morning you and I decided we wanted to set up a place to take refugees, you know, we could very well get in there. There is a lack of oversight, let's say, in relation to what is going on. You know, I'm not saying that in some of the hotels that there will be people in clipboards coming in straight away, but you know, that in the longer term places, there is a lack of oversight.
Let me ask you this: given the level of crisis, what would Sinn Féin do differently? What would you do differently to try and manage this crisis?
Well, the whole thing is linked in, Gerry, quite clearly to the overall homeless situation. We had in our budget what we had said that there's a pent up demand. The homelessness situation is approaching 11,000 people, but there aren't any in the budget. There wasn't any new homeless initiatives, so that there's 140,000 people waiting on social housing. So there is a big backlog. We had said in our alternative budget that we wanted to provide 20,000 social and affordable housing houses. That will do something to address the overall difficulties, because there is private provision in the homeless market as well. However, we are also interested in dealing with reception centres. We had in our budget that there was going to be areas set up for those using new technologies, faster build premises, so that there could be reception centres for the people in international who are seeking
and I take what you're saying, all of which would take time. I want you to have a listen to this clip from yesterday's programme when it comes to actually maybe identifying one of the problems as to why we are where we are. Here's Deputy Brendan Griffin talking about his experience of dealing with IPAS, the International Protection Accommodation Service.
My attention since this issue arose, particularly this issue in relation to Hotel Killarney, loads and loads of properties all over Kerry that are sitting on desks with the with IPAS and awaiting clearance, and they're for months, and it's a real scandal actually. This is something that really has to be highlighted. Accommodations that is available, and it is just empty. In the middle of a housing crisis, in the middle of a refugee crisis, and the agency that's tasked with clearing this accommodation as being suitable just isn't doing its job, as far as I can.
Will the lessons be learned out of it? That situation whereby if it can be done in a day to find this accommodation and locate it under pressure to make it happen, that then we won't have a similar situation next month with other Ukrainian refugees in another part of the country, or even in Kerry, that have been told, sorry, we've got more asylum seekers, or vice versa, that accommodation can't be found. Like there's I don't know how many, is it 30 or 40 asylum seekers in a tent at the back of the Johnston Marina? Why can't accommodation be found for them indoors?
Yeah, my discussions yesterday, very intensive discussions yesterday and last night with officials, doesn't give me massive confidence, to be quite honest with you. Trying to explain something that's very black and white and very clear to somebody across the table from you who just can't simply grasp it can be very frustrating. I would say yesterday was probably, I would say in 20 years of active politics, the most disillusioning day that I've ever put down. Be straight up with you now on that. Because
really?
Yeah. It's just, and I'm really glad this morning that this has happened. I'm really glad that this finally, that this people have seen since. But it really shouldn't have taken everything that was involved here.
Now, that's Brendan Griffin speaking yesterday about his frustration, his disillusionment, and it brings into question the staff that are managing this, the civil servants who are charged with doing it. Now, whether there's a situation whereby there's a lack of resources, and there have been calls from agency in the last 24 hours for more resources to be put in this area, but it seems like there's an ability to get the job done. Would Sinn Féin, if you were in power, really change that? That's not about, it doesn't seem to me to be about resources or throwing billions of euro or coming up with a new scheme or radically changing how we deal with housing. This seems to be an ability for us to organise at this level to face this crisis. Accommodation, like Brendan Griffin and Niall Kelleher, the agencies in Killarney, the local people in Killarney, the schools, the Bishop of Kerry, they all rallied round along with accommodation providers and solved this in a day. And yet we're here months on and there's people who've pledged accommodation in Kerry who've heard nothing back. That's about management rather than resources, isn't it?
Well, as I said at the start of the programme, the Ukrainians were lucky in that there is a post-tourist season, that there is accommodation becoming available in Killarney. That's not going to happen in other places. There was a white paper published following the Catherine Day report into asylum seekers and accommodation of refugees. It wanted to end direct provision as well. That came out about 2 years ago, and even the steps that were outlined in that report, such as increased use of reception centres and more of a state-led approach and involving housing bodies, those targets have not been met, despite all the efforts. And you know, individually, I'm not sure who Brendan or Deputy Griffin was talking to.
Well, he was talking about department officials who just didn't get it, who aren't doing their job. That's what he was saying quite plainly.
Well, but it does come back to a lack of planning overall by the government in addressing the concerns that you could have seen.
But at some stage, you can have all the plans in the world, you can have all the implementation strategy, you can have all the money, and if you don't have people in there who can actually do the job and come up with innovative ideas and move and respond, you're not going to get anywhere.
Well, look, if it came in front of our desk, you would have clearly seen that there is available accommodation in Killarney. The decision was taken for some strange reason to decide to move them up to Mayo. That may very well have been to do because it was an easy fix. But sometimes there's a lot of easy fixes there, but without looking at the broader scheme of things. And we saw that with the pledges that were given. That situation was not dealt with properly. I think Deputy Griffin referred to it in his clip there. That those pledges, they didn't act on those fast enough. I know a number of people who had pledged and they were not contacted back.
Didn't hear back, and that's all part of the problem. A final brief point.
The individual staff members may be taking maybe a Dublin-centric look at it. They see a problem down in Kerry and decide, well, we'll move them to Mayo and don't look behind the problems in that. You have to look at the overall planning as well, notwithstanding that the Ukrainian situation could not have been foreseen.
And no one's saying it's not an emergency or a panic, and it is difficult. Yeah. I will concede that.
What could have been foreseen, Gerry, is that post-COVID, there was going to be pent-up demand. People are, there are climate refugees, in fact, a lot of them moving from war zones, and the pent-up demand was going to be there when the movement of international protection seekers slowed down.
Which is increasing.
Up to 12,000 as well.
Yeah, a final brief point here. There's people texting to this programme saying, enough, we have enough, we can't take any more, we can't house our own. What's your response to those concerns?
Well, it's very interesting, Gerry, when you hear people saying that we can't house our own. I agree with that, but that's not the problem of the international protection seekers, the asylum seekers and the refugees. We haven't been housing our own for years, and not enough effort was put into that. And people thought that the homeless would never get to 10,000. It's now approaching, and it will get to 11,000. And that's when before you take into account the people who are in domestic violence places, Tusla, and other hostels which are provided by religious orders, and that particularly in Dublin. So we haven't been putting enough focus on addressing the homeless situation in Ireland. And if you look at the budget closely enough, there's nothing in there to address that situation either.
All right.
So, and look, a lot of people, if they're offered a place in a hotel with other, so, you know, in City West there are people sharing beds with children sharing beds with non-family members. There's not an awful lot of people would say, okay, well, I'm going to take that
as an option.
The accommodation provided to Ukrainians, and you know, there's rumours around as well, Jerry, I might as well add, that Ukrainians are being brought up to new social housing projects in Tralee and Castle Killarney and told, take your pick. That is a lie, and if anyone hears that, they should know that that is not true.
Certainly not happening. Okay,
and
thanks.
Before I go, Jerry, could I just give my sympathy to the family of the person who died in the accident in Drumquina?
You can. Okay, thanks very much, Deputy Pat Daly.